This is DJ Alex, and you're listening to another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and no one else really is.
No one else?
You know, it's been a break. I'm a wee little tired.
A wee bit? Just a tad?
Just a tad. It's winter break is over. And we also have with us the fabled director.
I didn't get an introduction.
You started talking to
How long have you been
early.
On this podcast?
You
think you needed a director?
Alex got an introduction.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
pretty sure.
What up? It's me. KYLE. No eyes, but that's just on me.
Thank you, Kyle.
I think I made
today,
the mistake of coming in here.
You certainly did. Of course. So we just got back from winter break. You know, we've been inactive for
three weeks. Yeah,
3 weeks. We know you guys missed us, but you know, we were on break. So I just wanted to know, like, this is going to be a pretty chill episode. What did you do over break?
Me? I thought we should ask the guests first.
Neo, what did you do over break?
Well, for one, I got lost downtown on New Year's.
How?
So okay, we went to go
you
see.
You just started at the end of break.
Yeah,
Christmas. Well, I did go downtown. I also went to Scottsburg. Actually, I went to Kentucky, and I had no idea I was in Kentucky.
Are you doing this in chronological order?
I'll do it in order since I'm mixing things up here. So first, I went to Scottsburg, Indiana, to visit my girlfriend's dad, and then we went to a guitar center, and we were having a drive. And, you know, since it doesn't look any different when you cross the border between Indiana and Kentucky, I was just like, all right, that's cool. Then my girlfriend starts talking about having to call the bank because she made a big purchase in another state. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What did she have to call the bank for?
Why are you talking about
When did you buy
this?
At Guitar Center? Who goes
she
to
bought,
Guitar Center?
She bought a ukulele.
Oh.
That was a real good.
So this is what straight dates are like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They go meet the parents and buy a ukulele.
And they go buy ukuleles.
But I kept asking her why she kept mentioning Kentucky. And she's like, because we're in Kentucky right now. And I was like.
So your family didn't know either.
No, they had no idea.
Y'all got kidnapped.
So I just messaged my mom. I said, hey, I'm in Kentucky for some reason, but I'll be back real soon. Because, I didn't know Scottsburg
I'm in Kentucky
was right
real quick.
On.
Hey, right mom, on I just board. Dropped by Kentucky. It's cool.
You got a ukulele. It's cool. I'll bring you back something to eat, probably.
So what'd you do after that?
Well, we went back and then we went to go some pet stores. Yeah.
Did you buy a hamster?
No. I want a ferret more than a hamster.
Everyone wants a ferret more than a hamster.
Yeah.
Oh, I want a hamster.
Actually, I really like chinchillas.
Chinchillas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but like
that dust
bath is adorable to me.
I want a hamster. My,
is that what you asked for Christmas?
No, I got a kitten.
My for closest, Christmas?
My closest friend has a hamster. Well, my best friend has a hamster, and it's so cute. Like, I want to steal it. She let me pet sit once.
And how'd that go?
Oh, it went really good.
Was this over winter break?
No.
Oh, okay.
Me and the hamster really
then.
Bonded, though.
Anytime I hear hamster, I never think of an actual like hamster. I think of the hamster that's on the FaceTime video. Just staring at the screen.
Oh, no, you know the one.
Oh, okay, I know. Okay, it took me a minute.
So now I can go to being lost in downtown.
Are you trying to get out all your stories so you can leave?
You can't leave.
No.
You have to know.
No, I'm not leaving. I'm just letting you guys know
what
I did.
That's cool.
I want to let you know how I got lost in downtown. Because we went to go see, because usually they do a car drop by the Circle Center Monument. And so it turns out they weren't doing that. So we just decided to walk around downtown for a bit. Then we tried going back to her car, and we forgot where we were. So we kept circling the same place, and we had to look at maps, and our phones were about to die. So we felt like we weren't going to be able to go back home. It's really, really unsettling, especially being in downtown at night. It's not fun.
Is it at all?
It is not fun.
I was utterly spaced out during all of that, but hopefully our lovely listeners went. So let's move on to my co-host who's
KYLE with a capital K and a capital L.
Are you going to mention the fact that you don't have an I in there again? Because I don't think anybody has ever spelled Kyle with an I.
Yes. Juliana refers to me as Kylie. No I. Silent not silent on the eyes, guys. Eyes, guys, wise guys.
What'd you do over winter break?
Okay, so I'm just going to start 2004, August 8th. I was born.
So let's talk about what I did.
Christmas, I got in my AirPods, and I had already got the Apple Watch, but it was a Christmas present. We went out of town. We stayed at, we always go out of town somewhere, but we went to Ohio this time. It was pretty cool. I spent so much money in the van store. So their shoes were always, they always have some like scamming type of deal. It was buy a regular one, buy a regular price shoe, you get a shoe that's on sale half off. So you buy like the $60 and they have like $45 shoes, you get that $45 with half off. And I was like, sure. So I did that. And then when we were leaving, they gave us a coupon and it was like $25 off your next visit. So I'm like, oh, now I gotta come back. I'm like, nah, I gotta come back. So I got the shoes. We went back the next day and I got like a sweater and four shirts. And that brought my total like $75.
How do you say it? How do you say, do you say coupon or coupon?
Coupon. Coupon.
You both say coupon.
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 I say coupon. You said coupon.
Coupon.
What? You say this coupon?
Coupon.
Okay, you're different.
Okay. This is our podcast.
You're the minority.
Okay, you're different. New Year's Eve. I'm not really sure what happened.
Oh, is it one of those Easter 2019 situations?
I timed the crab rave perfectly to the countdown.
I timed Vampire Money. But if you don't know Vampire Money, I'm not going to explain what I did.
I don't even remember if I counted. Like, I don't, I'm not sure. Like the New Year's Eve of 2019 is not in my memory at all. Felt like I was drugged. I feel like I was drugged. Because, like, I don't even, like, I remember, like, going out, waking up in my bed. I don't remember going home. I don't remember like going to the party. I remember leaving my house, my mom dropping me off, waking up in my bed.
I'm at a loss for words.
I mean, some party you sleep through the New Year's.
I mean, yeah, sometimes, but like
I left my house.
I feel like with Easter 2019, nobody remembered like any of it, but that's like I knew everything except when I left.
Like, I just don't know the feeling
you
get.
Do you know what you drank that night? Is that all you did winter break?
I did a gift exchange. I got two hoodies and a sweatshirt. I got,
For Christmas, I got a hoodie, $2.
$2. I got a $2 bill from my grandma. She gives them to me every year. But I got, and I got this really nice blanket. Yeah, I lost my tie-dye hoodie. Well, I didn't lose it, but I gave it to her. Yeah, it wasn't a give. I got it taken. But hey.
Don't you have multiple of your ex's hoodies?
Okay. No, I gave them back. Well, I wouldn't say.
Even the fish scale one?
I wouldn't say I gave them back. Even the fish scale one. I'd say that I decided.
The white and black fish scale one.
I'd say that I decided they don't need these and use them for. Fire fuel.
Give it a much
even
better purpose.
Even the fish scale one?
No, I gave that one back. Because we're still cool.
That fish scale one was too. That was too good of a hoodie for you to ever even contemplate. I mean, for my Christmas break, since I know no one's going to ask me, so I'll just ask myself, Alex, what you
going
for Christmas?
Alex, what'd you do for Christmas?
I didn't do much.
I didn't do anything.
That's why no one asked you.
What'd you do for Christmas?
Nothing. First of all, Neo, you got lost downtown and Kyle didn't even know what.
Okay, but guess what? I had fun with it because I actually passed by a few places that are hidden downtown that I had no idea existed.
They weren't hidden. You just never
they
went.
No, they're hidden. They are hidden. There's a night lounge downtown.
That's not hidden.
That is hidden.
It is not.
It was colorful lights hidden behind a wall. They had a wall in front of it and they didn't have a name.
it is not hidden. I've driven past that. Alex,
it's okay. We don't have to deal with it.
We don't have to deal with it. Let's ignore it.
For Christmas, all I got was a bass. And the only thing eventful that happened...
A bass guitar, in case all y'all didn't know.
Oh, my goodness. I don't understand why anyone thinks there's another option. Do I seem like a person to play a giant, like, orchestra-style bass? Or do I seem like the type to get a fish? Narrow it down. Context clues.
Okay. I thought you were talking about, like...
So anyways, So, Ty was here. He's our friend who moved to Illinois. So we were hanging out a lot.
All right,
and one
boys.
Day, oh, rest in peace. One day, I went to Castleton Mall with him. And I came back, and I was like, okay, Dad, well, about to go take a shower. And I passed my dad, and my dad went, I'm selling the dog on Wednesday.
Oh.
And I was dumbfounded. I'm sitting here. Because my dog attacks me a lot, but we were going to put him in obedience school. Like, that makes sense. Your dog attacks you, put him in obedience school. Not your dog attacks you, sell the dog.
That's cash money right there.
Dad was like, I'm about to sell the dog. And we about to take a little break from dogs. I didn't ask for this dog. I didn't ask to sell this dog. I don't understand.
We were just mutual mistakes.
Honestly. So I was confused. I was, are you getting the money back at least? He was like, no, this guy was just looking for a dog. I'm like, oh, Artemis is a high energy dog. He's about to get surrendered to like the Humane Society. So this was last Wednesday. He wakes me up. Give me the dog.
Give me the dog.
Those are his direct words. Give me the dog. So I'm, okay. And I give him the dog and I was all sad. And yesterday, well, no. My dad texted me Monday. I'm going to get this dog back sometime this week.
Wait, the person gave the dog back or your dad got the dog back?
They gave the dog back.
How did that happen?
They did. My dad didn't say what happened, but he told me over winter break that the dog had been running off the property a lot. And so he was asking me, would you want the dog back? I'm like, yes, I would want the dog back. I didn't even want to give him away.
I didn't want him. I didn't want him, but I didn't want you to
you
give him away.
You forced us to be together, and now we're going to stay together. Don't. So yesterday, I got off the bus, and my dad was at the stop. And I saw him whenever we first went through, but I just saw him. I was like, all right, dad's about to look like interesting. Picking me up from the bus stop and all, because we don't even look that much alike. So I get to the bus stop, and lo and behold, Artemis is sitting right next to
in the car?
No, they were standing, like, on the corner. So Artemis went up to me first and attacked all the other kids, and we went home. So,
Best idea ever. Like,
we know this dog attacked people. Let's take it to a children's bus stop.
But they gave the dog back. That's where I'd be offended if I was the dog.
If it's a dog that attacks anyone, then yeah, you have to assume.
But they knew this.
No, they didn't. First of all, you're supposed to research a dog before you get it. Huskies are high energy dogs. You don't, so the fact that you not
he was
only,
a husky?
Yes. The fact that you not
hey,
only...
Hey, he wasn't a husky. He is a husky. He ain't dead.
The fact,
he just got returned.
But I was stereotyping. I said I thought it was a pit bull.
The fact that like... he forced this dog into my hand for my birthdays. I didn't want a high-energy dog. And he forced him out of my hands and blamed me for him being high-energy. And I was like, well, he's going to get surrendered. He's high-energy, and these people clearly weren't wanting him. And so, I mean, yeah, so that's just it. I didn't do much New Year's, didn't do much Christmas. All I did was, like, cry on Christmas. Face the
So, I don't remember what happened on New Year's. But like,
I just remembered this lemonade tasted off.
No, my friend sent me this like video of me just like, I don't know. I guess I was just sitting on a couch and then just like stood up and like walked around. I was like, just like it was like a legit like sitting on the couch, staring at the wall, stood up, did a quick circle, went and sat back down.
And I'm like, oh no.
And I was like,
is that how you did the mark of the new year? You're like, new year, new me. Stand up, walk in a circle, sit back down.
New year, new me. And then I asked her, I was like, how did I get home? And did I count? And she was like, I don't know how you got home. And I don't know if you counted. I was like, I could have very well just
the year
been
just y'all. Changed. Where's Kyle? They like look up on the roof. Kyle's just walking in circles.
I could have very well just been dropped off on my porch. How did I get home?
Walked home.
How did I get home? I don't know. I was like, did you know I was gone? No. Oh. So somebody could have just been like, hey, you need a ride home? Like, yeah. I need a ride.
I'll sit on top of the car.
I want to have like a New Year's where I like jump off a roof. Like just like wild. Like, I want to know what happened, but not want to acknowledge what happened. I don't, like this year, I don't know what happened. But I want to have a year where like, I know what happened. It's just one of those, we can't legally talk about this. I want to have one of those years.
All right. Well, I'd say we talked about what happened last year. We had set goals for next winter break. I'd say this was a good first podcast.
Ow!
For us.
Ow!
So, anyways, fellas, thanks you. Thanks,
fellas. Ma'ams. And sirs.
And my non-binary friends.
The ones in between.
But, anyways.
You are pineapple-y delicious.
Pineapple.
So thank you for listening to another episode.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank
to.
Thank you.
Bye.
This hey, is our hey, last episode. Hey. I have oh, thoroughly.
That's not how we end this.
I can I have, send it off. Yeah, there we go.
I have thoroughly decided that I do not want to be partner with Kyle anymore. So thank you for listening to another episode of Warren's
Insanity.
Love you guys.
Bye.